A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, how much time a day do you reckon we should spend sitting, sleeping, standing, and being active? You can write down some guesses if you like, because you're about to find out. An international team of researchers have come up with the ideal daily balance. Dr. Christian Brackenridge from Swinburne University of Technology led the research team, and he's on the line from Melbourne. Hi, Christian.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for waiting there. How did you do the study?
Well, we took a large cohort of 2,000 or so adults, aged 40 to 75, and they had a range of different compositions of days, so the way that they spent days, and we tested all manner of combinations. We tested that against health outcomes, and we found the best combination of days.
Yeah.
So, yeah, quite a few kind of combinations of ways that you can spend your 24 hours, you'd imagine.
Yeah. I know this is quite a basic question, but how were you able to work out that it was the combination of these things that were creating the healthy bodies and not the other way around?
Well, we had pretty complex measures in this study. Yeah. So all the participants wore a monitor on their thigh, and they wore it for full days in a row. And we also measured their health outcomes as well. So pretty complex measures in order to determine the relationships for the most part.
Huge number of people you enlisted.
Yep. 2,000 people.
Yeah, to convince 2,000 people to strap something to their thigh.
Exactly right. I think it's you can actually shower with it, you can sleep with it. I will say it's fairly tolerable. Whether you could wear it for a year on end remains to be seen.
How much variance was there? Before we get to the ideal day, it must have been very interesting to see the data come in and look how much people differ from each other.
Yeah, exactly right. So in this study, we looked at the optimal. What is the optimal 24 hours? But you can understand that, you know, some people, you know, sleep for the majority of the day, or they sit down in the case of office workers. So quite a significant level of variance. You know, some people are sitting as low as 4 or 5 hours per day and sitting up to 14 hours. So, yeah, certainly heaps of variance, and that means lots of combinations to test.
Okay. So what did you come up with as the ideal balance?
So this is the ideal balance. So basically we came up with about 6 hours of sitting per day. We came up with about 8 hours and 20 minutes of sleeping. And then we came up with about 5 hours of standing and 2 hours in either light intensity walking, you know, walking to the fridge, walking around your house, pottering around, and 2 hours of more intensive walking and stepping, like brisk walking. So that's the kind of ideal combination to achieve the optimal 24 hours.
Great. And, well, I get that to 23 hours and 20, but I guess there's a bit of, you've done a bit of rounding there, so we're getting pretty close.
I did a bit of rounding for your guess, so it wasn't too confusing. But yeah, I mean, maybe you can have another 30 minutes there of your own free time. You have a wild card time there, if you like. I'll allow that.
Did the results surprise you? Did you take a guess beforehand at what you expected you might see?
Well, we know that these behaviours have implications for health, so we kind of have an idea already of how they sit independently, but they've never actually been tested together, which is the big strength of this study. So we had an idea that sedentary behaviour, sitting down, especially at higher durations, is not so good for our cardiovascular, our heart health, and we had a pretty good idea that exercise is beneficial. But we didn't really know, you know, what might pop out for standing and lighter intensity physical activities. So, yeah.
They're pretty exact timings, those ones that you gave me, but actually you describe it more like a Goldilocks zone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is a zone. So I don't want to be too prescriptive and, you know, mandating that everyone adheres to this 24 hours. But
yeah.
I like to consider it kind of like a North Star, something that we kind of want to aim for and something that would potentially inform public health guidelines.
Yeah. So what do you expect this research could be used for?
Yeah, exactly. So I guess in Australia, and I would presume in New Zealand, there will be 24-hour guidelines coming out, and that is kind of public health, government kind of advising on ways to spend your 24 hours, and that is kind of pertaining to sleep and sitting and physical activities. So I think people are kind of starting to look towards these things rather than just looking at exercise. They kind of want to see an integrated breakdown. And because we know that it's not just exercise that's good for health now, you know, these things, you know, people want to know. And another thing is, as well, is people are wearing more wearables these days. They're wearing their Fitbits, Garmins, Apple Watches, and they're getting, you know, better and better, and they're getting more agency at kind of metricating themselves and understanding, you know, where they are sitting with respect to these 24-hour movement behaviours.
Yeah, so I can obviously see the benefit there from a public health point of view and with guidelines. What about individuals who are listening today? How do you suggest they use this information for their own health and well-being?
Yeah, so I guess, as I was saying, so you could kind of try using your wearable tracker. They often provide some detail on kind of where you're sitting with respect to sitting and physical activity and sleeping. So you could kind of match yourself up against these kind of findings and see kind of where you're sitting and where you kind of, you know, could work on some stuff, or where you might be, you know, well in the green. So that's kind of, you know, providing the individual some choice there. You could also maybe just have a diary of a kind of, you know, the number of hours you might be sitting down or sleeping or being physically active. You actually might be pretty surprised how easy it is to accrue large volumes of sitting down. So, yeah.
Let's be honest, Christian. No one's getting 8 hours, 20 minutes sleep, are they? In 2024, particularly not parents.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, exactly right. So I think it's potentially very challenging for some people to get up to 8 hours sleep. But, you know, I think it's a new world. I think I actually had some research that looked at the effect of the COVID-19 pandemic. And what's happening was a lot of people were sleeping in once those lockdown rules came in. And also with the work from home kind of paradigm that we have right now, people can sleep right in. They don't have to go for their commute anymore. So there is ways to kind of accrue more sleep than maybe ever before.
Okay. Thanks for the work you've done on us, and really appreciate you explaining it to us today.
Great. Thanks, Jesse.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.